This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 20 minutes until the top of the hour. My next guests are here to preview next week's Sharing Our Knowledge, our conference of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian tribes and clans. Here in the studio, from my left is Kagwask Ishmael Hope, Shana Kawa, Carlton Smith, and Kash Dehin Ish, Peter Metcalf, to let us know what to look forward to next week. Welcome to the show. Gunas Chish.
Thank
you. Gunas Chish.
Tlain Gunas Chish.
Can we start here? Can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Kagwask Yechat Duasauk. You do it eek. Sakat Yuhan. You Sakat Nah Seti. Uch Kanach Gachtu Da Ate. Sakat Yuhan. Hatuasi Gu. You two Satini. Hest as you Katankawe. Hest as a Sech. Uhan. Has Hatuasi Gu. Yet out to Sakini. So I was just saying, my name is Kagwask, as you just introduced, and that folks are invited to this thing that's called the Clan Conference that we'll all gather with. And folks are, it would be great to see people. It's not just about speeches. It's not just about dances. Just seeing your face is an amazing thing. Clarence Jackson, Qastin. He would say, "Atxati." That is a thing that is just so important, just seeing each other's faces.
Shana Kawa, can you please introduce yourself and your relationship to the conference?
Shana Kawa, Yukhatoasak, Chat, Dakloe D, Keet Gushi Hit, Dak Ayakat, Ganak Te D, Dutch Kan Ayakat, Chiskat Kwan. I'm simply a presenter at the conference. We'll be talking about preserving family history.
Kashtahin Ish, Peter Metcalf.
I'm the non-native in this trio, and Carlton has been trying to teach me how to introduce myself, but I'll have to do it in English, and I'm Peter Metcalf. I was adopted into the Kiksati clan more decades ago than I'll admit, but been at this sort of thing for a long time, and in association originally with Ishmael's father, Andrew Hope III, who passed away, unfortunately, tragically, in 2008. But this is Andy's legacy project from my standpoint. And the sharingourknowledge.org, which I want listeners to memorize, sharingourknowledge.org is an event that's been happening since 1993, basically on a biannual basis. And it's happening September 26th through 29th here in Juneau at the primarily it will be centered at the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall, but also using KTOO studios as well as the museum or the APK lecture hall.
And thinking of the dates that you just outlined, that's warming of the hands starts a week from this Wednesday. Is that right?
Well, what's going to happen is on Wednesday the 25th is a ceremony by the Kiksati clan receiving a hat that has been replicated by the Smithsonian, which is a subject unto itself. There's a three-dimensional scan of an original 200-year-old Kiksati hat, the Sculpin hat, and its replica is being returned or given to the Kiksati clan in a ceremony that will be happening at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall on Wednesday day. Ishmael could explain what's going to happen with the what would normally have been the welcome, warming of the hands, but instead is mostly a welcoming on Thursday morning.
One thing that's been really neat is seeing folks from Akwan. I think if we try to stick to our cultural values, and you know, a lot of times we may be missing knowledge. When we lose an elder, we lose a library, like they say, and but we still try to stick those values. So there are people from Ak Kwan, from those clans, who will share and make us feel welcome. And they're coming together. It's going to be amazing to see those folks. And just additionally, the, you know, those opening plenaries, hearing from people representing the various organizations, you know, that make this happen. And one thing that's very important is that Gold Belt Heritage Foundation has been a really big sponsor to this event.
They're basically underwriting it.
Yeah,
thank God.
They're underwriting it. And I happen to actually be a staff member three-quarter time over there. So in addition to my role with Klan Conference, I'm working with Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, which supports my time and a number of other folks' time and elder honoraria and all kinds of things. So Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, in addition to, you know, later on that day, they're going to host a language roundtable discussion, you know, elders telling their experience of dealing with all that trauma and all that history, you know, but also asking the question, how do we uplift young people and really encourage it, you know? And then later on that afternoon, Gold Belt Heritage will host sharing our language cultural gathering where elders will have an opportunity, you know, in a type of ceremonial type setting at the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall that later on that evening to bring elders together. So Gold Belt Heritage is sponsoring a number of those types of events and later on Friday evening, but overall just underwriting the conference. So there's going to be just in addition to I like what Peter Metcalf says, which is he calls it like a three-ring circus. Like it's like all kinds of things happening. There's academics. There's history professors, anthropologists, archaeologists, all kinds of people who study, you know, Native issues. And there's the elders themselves and the clans representing themselves. And there's young people. And there's these cultural events and the community events. People are fed. People are feasted. There's a type of ceremony that happens. So there's going to be a lot of those confluences going on. You have plenary-type sessions and breakout sessions and cultural gatherings.
Shana Kawa, Carlton Smith, you are among the presenters. Tell us what you'll be sharing with the community.
Sure. I'll be offering a session on family and culture, talking about preserving family culture to preserve a legacy for children. And what's interesting about it, this topic, is that some people are committed to do this, other people are not. And committing to this kind of an effort can involve Native people and non-Native people. So for my presentation, it's a personal value that I have with my family with the goal of passing on the values and history to my own children so that they'll remember and consider sharing that with their children someday. So what I've done is created a log of over 120 questions in topical areas that I think that they should know about. And along with those questions is an answer sheet that I've developed so that by taking this exam over and over again, that those values and those facts about our family history, they're going to be able to remember those facts. The questions that were developed were in four areas. Number one, the family history. That's kind of a who, what, where, and when. The second item is the history of the Land Claims Act. And then the organizations that were related to the act, both before the corporations and subsequent to ANCSA. And then the context of the clan relationships that they each have. And then finally, Native language, some of the sounds involved, place names and concepts of culture. So the point here is that these questions are unique to my family. And what we're trying to do here is to motivate my own children. And once they get a perfect score on this test, they will each receive Sea Alaska Corporation shares. That's the motivation that I've created in this particular case. So in the wrap-up, we asked two questions of the audience. What will be your legacy to pass on, and why is it important for you to pass this on to your children?
Goodness, geez. Thanks for sharing that with us. When is that? I think I have it. Just as an example, Peter, let's sort of give our listeners an outline of what the days look like and stuff like that.
Well, this is – the conference itself is kind of an academic structure. Plenary session in the morning, first half of the morning with everybody present at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall, and then three breakout sessions happening simultaneously, late morning and then early afternoon and then late afternoon. So there'd be about workshops per day. Also, there's events happening around it. Ishmael can talk about the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation events on Friday and Saturday night. The Smithsonian is sponsoring a spear or it's really dart throwing board. It's an atlatl in Aztec is what we commonly call it, but it's a Xi'an in Tlingit. It's a throwing board, and they've three-dimensionally recreated it. And I practiced, I mean, maybe you did so at in Sitka, but we got an opportunity to learn how to throw a spear, and I did a kill shot on the fifth try. But also, very importantly, is the World of the Akwan, which is going to be a orientation at the University of Alaska campus on Sunday morning, followed by a Alan Marine catamaran tour of Auk Bay with elders and Bob Sam. Bob Sam, our colleague and planning committee member, will be leading that, and we'll be talking place names and subsistence resources and really a unique introduction to Auk Kwan, the, you know, Auk Bay, that I think anybody who lives here, I mean, anybody who lives here should be of, this should be of interest. It'd be unique. It hasn't happened before, and we probably won't happen again because there will be elders aboard who are only with us for as long as they'll be with us. So this will be a fun thing. And so there's, you know, again, go to sharingourknowledge.org. Be honest, I don't think we have the most recent program up there, but I'll put it up there sometime today or early tomorrow. But there's basic information plus photos from our previous events to give you an idea of what we're really doing here.
Is there a cost to attend?
There is. It's $95 for the 3 days, forgetting what it is for a single day. But you can find that at sharingourknowledge.org.
Kagwask, Ishmael Hope, your father was one of the founders of this. Yeah. You're now executive director. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where I, you know, just personally, I've avoided Native leadership my whole life, you know, but this happened to be a compelling thing, you know, not without its challenges, honestly. There's a lot of people with a lot of their wants and desires and stuff like that. But I think what we're really trying to do here is focus on the positive, focus on the knowledgeable elders and the original vision of my dad, Andrew Hope III, Chas Stunch. One reason why it's really wonderful to have, you know, Peter involved, because going back to the 70s, they collaborated on bringing on concerts and bringing people like Jim Pepper, a Ka Indian, the most famous Native American jazz musician coming here. And something that Zach Jones, who's an archivist at the State Archives, shared with me is one of those conferences from 1975 that my dad organized. And George Davis, Native folks who might be listening would know that name, Charlie Joseph and Jim Pepper and poets and a young Richard and Nora Downhauer. You know, all of this confluence of jazz and art and literature and multicultural literature and that really cool thing that they were doing in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, now we have Joy Harjo, who is the National Poet Laureate. You know, she was close to my parents. You know, like there's a lineage, an intellectual, artistic, academic, scholarly type lineage going on here that we're trying to nurture, you
and
know.
Scott, yeah. In terms of lineage, you'd know about that, working with Ishmael on that very fine documentary. But we should mention that Ishmael's wife, Lily, is hosting a weaver's sort of symposium. They'll be in the atrium of the museum for the entire conference and weaving and mixing it up, and it's really one of my favorite parts of this conference is the weavers, because it's a community, and
yeah,
they're sharing, you know, sharing our knowledge, but they're sharing their knowledge as to techniques and fabrics, and it's just fascinating.
I'm looking at some of these names, Aldona Jonitis, Richard Karstensen, the list, Jacqueline Estes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Carlton Smith.
World famous ventriloquist.
Alfie
Carlton
Price.
Smith.
Emily Moore. Yeah. Just so many names, so many presenters. Brett Dillingham. Clune Lance Twitchell. Wow. And the list, I mean, this goes on. Where can we see all of this again, Peter?
SharingOurKnowledge.org.
All right. I wish we had more time. Ganesh Cheesh for coming on the show and sharing about this conference. Really starts about a week from this Wednesday, all here in Akwan territory.
In the Ak Village neighborhood, or what is it, district now that's officially?
I think.
Those Akwan people coming together, you know, really just the welcoming on their land. And then all the elders that we have, the few, you know, ones who carry that tradition, setting that example, thinking about the young people, thinking about the community, not just what they want, but they're setting the example, and we're putting them, we're following them, you know.
Shanakawa, did you want to add to that?
I just wanted to add, among the others, Peter and Ish, Alice Taft has really been a heavy lifter in this organization.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it
without
Alice.
Wanted to mention her name. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Ganesh Cheesh.
Ganesh Cheesh.